Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's one more drop of bliss. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. 2 hours. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And for those of you who would like to listen as you travel, we have a listen line. 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. And we have so many people listening on the listening line, we've added another one. 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. Matt's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I know. We're going to go for it. And I warned your new man to have his finger poised over the button just in case.
Something new? Something new?
I'll tell you, I was talking to Grace about the... I saw last night a deer, and I was looking at the deer, and all of a sudden, there's a bow hunter sneaking up on him. And it reminded me, it's off season. You know, they're just babies now. That's not right. And so I remember when I lived down on the river, in the 40s, bow hunting was a big deal in Grants Pass. And they put them usually at 20 to 30 feet, usually 20 feet. Animals don't look up in the air, pretty much like humans don't look at chemtrails, you know. And so 40 years later, these platforms are on trees that are grown 60 feet in the air. And what's happened is a bunch of high school kids have a sport here in Grants Pass called windwalking, and you can see them from space if you have tomography. They're hard to say. At 60 feet in the air, it's kind of like a tweaker that's on drugs watching, you know, people in the trees. And what's happening is these kids go from one tree to the next on platforms that were built 40 years earlier, and then the tree grew up, and there's like a, almost on the Rogue River, there's about a 3-mile stretch, and these kids are crazy. They're going at 60 feet swinging from one tree to the next to these old platforms. They've rebuilt the platforms, sort of, but it's really like there's a network 60 feet in the air on the river.
Rick, Art Linkletter used to have a television program back in the 60s, and it was called, I think, Kids Say the Darndest Things. I think now it's Children Do the Stupidest Things.
Well, that's because there's no families for two generations, possibly now going into three generations.
Yeah, and my wife says that, you know, America's greatest generation, the World War II crowd, they fought, but they really let us down. And then the next generation, which would be my generation, really did a terrible job raising our children. And now we've got this mess, you know, this totally lost generation, the generation that you take away their iPhone and the children start screaming and pouting and and they're out of control because
they
don't know what to do.
Yeah, they go into withdrawals. It's a form of addiction. And I remember what made me different than you was Clarabelle. And hey, kids, what time is it?
It's Howdy Doody time.
I don't know if you remember Howdy Doody.
Oh, sure, sure. Sure I do.
Sure, it's in green and white TV. Mm-hmm. A little green because they didn't even have TVs.
Yeah, and it took about 2 minutes for the television to warm up. You just didn't turn it on and start watching
it.
Because it had vacuum tubes.
Yeah.
So, Rick, you know, we're talking about children doing the stupidest things. We have someone close to our family, we'll just put it that way, who lives in Virginia. And this person works at a university where there's about 5,000 students. They have had 6 deaths in a year. Students dying. How do you have 6 students dying in 1 year in a university of about 5,000, actually less than 5,000 students?
And what's happening? None of them were murder.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
And drug overdoses. I mean, just stupidity. And it seems that, as far as I can tell, children are looking for attention, and they're not getting it. So they're acting out. And you look at Miley Cyrus. I mean, that gal has a real attention deficit.
I know, man. Madonna wannabe.
Yeah, she's got one too. I mean, and a lot of these personalities who some people erroneously look up to as stars are people who you absolutely positively should not follow the footsteps are. You know, these dysfunctional.
Smiley lost it with Spooky Tooth. I don't know, man. I don't get a lot of the style of, I don't know. It's the music isn't even the same. I grew up in the 60s, you know, and now I'm trying to listen to grunge.
Rick, I was on my way to Indianapolis a couple weekends ago, where you and I and Matt Stein and Joey and, you know, some of our friends got a chance to meet, right? Well, at a preparedness event. And I was listening to FM radio. And the vehicle that I have has this button on the steering wheel. And you can seek up or you can seek down the dial. And I would just push the button for like a half an hour. Just trying to find one piece of music or one song that I could stand trying to listen to. And I failed. I could not do it. The music today, I mean, if you look at radio today, so many commercials, way too many commercials. The news is poorly done. It's these millisecond snippets of the news where you don't get the story, you just get the headline. And then the alleged music is just not listenable to. I can't listen to it. There's no melody, there's no rhyme, the words, it's about a depressed generation trying really hard, and they need all kinds of electronics to try to make it listenable. And it's not. It has failed far, far short of being listenable. That's my take on today's music.
Well,
now, compare that to
KMBX out of San Francisco wanted to play Inagata De Vida, all 17 minutes of it. And I'll tell you, man, that's what FM was about, you know, things that AM couldn't do. And, of course, now it's all FM. And they don't have spin doctors or I don't know what they call them, where they have a sense of balance on how they mix music. But even old stuff is locked into the same old boring people. And they don't play Jesse Cohen Young and the Youngbloods. They don't play da-da-da-da-da. And when I was back then, it was not Creedence Clearwater. Let me tell you, that's bar music. It was Jesse Cohen Young and those kinds of ballad singing that was bluegrass or something out of Tennessee. And a little bit of Hillbilly Heaven. I loved it. It's different now. The music is different. I could lay off music that people haven't even heard of, like, I don't know, Ultimate Spinach and the Hip Death Goddess, or Spooky Tooth playing with Pierre Henry.
Rick, where would we get a radio segment 17 minutes long to play in a Gotta Da Vida? Seriously, well, I mean, it's rare. It's pretty darn rare.
Yeah.
You know, the DJ would have to say, all right, now when we start the next segment, when we come back from, you know, the commercials, we're going to start immediately, okay, with this song. Because it's so long that if I introduce it, we won't have time to play it in its entirety. I mean, that's the kind of thing that's going on with today. If you look at the number of commercials on all kinds of television, radio, out of control. Rick, I was on the phone with Joey, and you know Joey, he was with us at...
I like him. Rick,
he's absolutely
sitting right next to me, and Joey will be coming in shortly.
Well, I'll tell you, Joey is a brilliant guy. Really, really, really bright. And he and I were chatting on the phone, and he said something very, very interesting. And he brought it to light, and he was talking about chicken wings. And part of the discussion was, okay, where are the men? You know, where did the men go? They seem to have lost their testosterone. They are not the heads of their households anymore. They're weak. Okay.
Jesuit took over.
Yeah. Well, so we were talking about this, and he said he was talking to a guy about, you know, chicken wings. And how chicken wings are the most toxic part of the chicken. Right? They're the most toxic part. Now, normally, I guess we would grind them up and put them into pet food, right? But no.
They'd paint them red and call them buffalo.
Right. That's right. You paint them red and you call them buffalo wings, and you sell them to people so they can watch them during the mindless ball games where they watch... Seriously,
and then
so you watch
Sam Thorne. Have you seen that production of chickens? That
no.
will make you never want to eat a chicken again.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video called Sam Thorne and how they mass produce our food. It gets really weird.
How do you spell that?
Sam Thorne, S-A-M-O-R-A, Sam Thorne. You'll find it. It's excellent. It's a 2-hour video. No voice, just music and scenery, and it will gross you out.
All right, I'll look that up for tonight.
They show it in there, or just do the YouTube on Samsura and the chicken production.
Okay, and we come back. Rick,
really
we come back. Let's talk a little bit more about what Joey was telling us, and it's absolutely brilliant. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's.
Heard of McDonald's. they're getting their stamps for chicken because there's other things than the chicken. You know,
we'll
the
be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Alan Miller is with us. RichardAlanMiller.com. RichardAlanMiller.com. So, Rick, I was talking with Joey, and he is one of our scouts, and he's been to the farm. He's been to the expo. He's been here multiple times, and it's always great to see him. So we're talking, and he was talking about chicken wings and how toxic they are, and the link between those males who have lost their testosterone, who can tell you everything about every ball player, every play. They can replay in their mind on Monday morning what happened over the weekend because they were glued to the idiot box, and they are not productive members of society in terms of leading their families. They're watching this idiot box, and they're not doing things to restore our country. They're just there. Well, he thinks they're being poisoned, and I believe he's right. They're being poisoned by the snack foods of choice while watching these ball games, chicken wings and beer. You know, GMO beer and chicken wings with the toxins. And you paint them red, and boy, that's great. I've never eaten a chicken wing.
It gets weirder. I've never seen a chicken with those kinds of not small a wing ever be able to fly. I raised Santa Ana, and they would always send the male up 40 feet in the tree to watch for osprey.
I have never eaten it.
Between free range, samsara is going to gross you out. It's going to show.
Well, I looked for it. I was trying. I was trying to find the whole thing so I could post a link.
It's quite a video. I did not find the whole. It's really, there's two videos. I forget what the second one is. The first one, Samsara, is about our food production and how it went from local to factory, China. Mm-hmm. All the mm-hmm. chicken wings come from China. That's going to grow.
Rick, I've never eaten a chicken wing. It's never appealed to me. I've seen people eat them, but I've never eaten one. I don't want to eat one. It makes no sense to me. It's a part that makes no sense.
It's easy to pick. There's no gristle, and it all slides down and next, and it's a consumer thing. And that's what it's about, consuming. It's not about eating wholesome food. Carnicom's girlfriend is she's a lab tech, and she actually went and picked up chicken from McDonald's and then looked at it under a microscope. And that's why you don't want to eat McDonald's chicken anymore. Got not okay. Morgellons in it, but it's got something that looks like Morgellons.
I've seen that image on the internet. These threads. Oh, thread-like looking substances within this image that I saw on the internet with a piece of McDonald's chicken. And by the way, I've never seen a part of a chicken that looks like what McDonald's sells as, you know, chicken McNuggets. It's like pieces. Pieces. It's assembled. Assembled.
Up, I'll tell you.
Mm. So anyway, Rick, I wanted to share that.
Food choices now.
Yeah, I wanted to share that Joey had something really significant to say about how we are being dumbed down. So the guys who are watching mesmerized, these guys in short pants run around chasing a ball with people telling them what the rules are, they are becoming, you know, just couch potatoes. And they're eating this GMO beer, and they're eating chicken wings and other, we'll call them packaged products that we probably shouldn't eat because it's not good for us.
Well,
so maybe
worse.
That's a big reason.
You know, that same event, you and I, and I see all these people screaming near a bar because it's consumer time with red chicken wings and football or basketball. Mm-hmm. The gladiator mm-hmm. sports. You know, I never got that. I always liked to do sports. I didn't like to watch them. I never got how that worked.
Well, I was thinking, I probably shouldn't say this. This ought to get me in a lot of trouble.
Go ahead,
but I'll do it anyway. All right, I was thinking about this guy that we've got in the White House, and I was thinking about the guy who was leading Germany during World War II. The guy leading Germany during World War II absolutely demanded the best of everything, the best engineering, the best education for his country. Is that what our guy's doing?
George W. Bush was used by John Belushi as his character in Animal House.
Hold that thought. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and so I did it. I said, okay, let's compare Adolf Hitler to Barry. And, you know, Adolf Hitler was the impetus behind the Volkswagen, right? He was the guy that said there needs to be a car for the people. He united Germany. He spearheaded the V-2 rocket program, which ultimately became NASA, right? He built the Autobahn. And so, all right, let's look at Barry and Company. Michelle destroyed the school lunches. What did Barry do? Did Barry unite the country? As far as I can tell, we've got riots going on in New York, Baltimore, Boston. What did Barry do?
I think Joey might be anonymous.
Why do you say that?
I'm just kidding. I thought I'd poke Joey a little bit.
Yeah. So we've got riots going on in Washington, D.C., Houston, Indianapolis, Boston.
Because everybody is under pressure. You talked about your animals and how they just don't want to be alone. It's like the quickening. It's probably electromagnetic. I'm feeling it. I absolutely feel it. My biorhythms feel it. Everything is speeding up, and I'm guessing everything keys off what the sun is doing.
Rick, let's talk about this for a couple minutes. You mentioned the animals, and let me bring our class up to speed. I was talking with Joey on the phone, and he and I have observed the same thing. We've observed that our animals seem to want to be very, very close to us. I mentioned this to Norm Shealy yesterday on the air, that if we were watching Mission Impossible in the kitchen, we have this sofa and we have this TV screen and we can fire up an old movie or an old TV show and commercial free, we'll do that. We don't have television over the air. We don't have cable. We don't have satellite, but we do have the Internet. And we do have some DVDs. So Mrs. Finelli and I are watching Mission Impossible, from the 1960s. And as we're watching it, Thomas Jefferson, my dog, came over and he's leaning on me. And I'm sitting right next to Mrs. Finelli. And her dog comes over, Ayuti, a Neapolitan Mastiff. She's leaning against her. And then the cats come over, and my mom is there. And the whole family is like leaning against each other.
Yeah.
Now, that, I thought that was an unusual thing. And it's happening a lot. And so if we go outside, the cats follow us. If I go to the barn, the cats, the dogs, everybody follows. Seriously, I'm not exaggerating. The dogs all follow me into the barn. The cats follow the dogs. Everybody's in the barn. Then I leave the barn. Everybody leaves with me. The chickens come over and check us out. Everybody wants to be with us. And I'm wondering, what in the heck is going on? Now, Joey said it's the same thing. It's the same thing in Michigan with him. And then yesterday, the weirdest thing happened. I opened the back of the ML. We have an old 1999 Mercedes ML 320. It's a little SUV. And we use it at the farm here. And I had a piece of cardboard in there, a large piece of cardboard that I wanted to put down underneath this tractor so I could service the hydraulic system. I didn't want to lie in the oil and on underneath the tractor, so I wanted to put this piece of cardboard down. And as I went to get the cardboard out of the ML, Ayuti, the Neapolitan Mastiff, wanted to get in. Now, she doesn't get in the vehicle. But she wanted to get in, and she would not take no for an answer. She thought I was going to leave, and she absolutely positively was not going to let me leave without her being in the ML. I don't understand what is going on, but the dogs are at a heightened sense of alert. Around the farm, Rick, we have this long driveway, and we live on a dirt road, not gravel, dirt. So the driveway, our driveway, is about a third of a mile long. The dogs park themselves where they are all watching, in like as if they are a team protecting the farm, so that they have different vantage points. So instead of all lying together, they are spread apart so that each one can cover another area, so they get maximum view of whatever a threat may be as they perceive it. And when one barks, they all have this sense of, I understand what that bark is, it's not serious. No, that was a real serious bark. And then they all go to this heightened sense of defense or attack. That's what's happening here on the farm. Now, I haven't trained them to do this. This is something that they have figured out on their own. So my question is, what do they know? Is there something, is it a frequency? Is it the quickening? What is it that our animals are so concerned about that they are on this heightened sense of alert, watching everything?
So it's about food. Jack Nicholson nailed it in his movie. You got to understand it, dog. It's always about his gut. Trust me. He did this movie called As Good As It Gets, with this gay guy came over and he says, I bet my dog loves you more than he loves me. And Jack Nicholson said, I feed him bacon. And like Riley, the way I got Julie to want to come over, because she has to bring Riley up and down stairs in the middle of the night when he has to go out. I have a foot level. And he demands to come over here because I feed him real food. And once I started feeding him real food instead of that BS that you buy in the store for dogs, even Iams, it's got crap in it. I'm not even going to go there. Once I started feeding him what I eat, why is that better? He's going to live another couple of years. That's the way that works. It's about...
But Rick, what do you think is causing the animals to be our animals?
It's a magnetic field from the sun. The sun is actually changing, really changing. And there's reasons having to do with Planet 7X and Nibiru and other creepy things going on. And it affects everything on Earth. Volcanoes, earthquakes, global warming, and attitude, you know, biorhythm. And it will affect your biorhythms. And I don't know if you remember where they had four different kinds of rhythms, your emotional body, your da-da-da body, and they all have different cycles. And sometimes they're in sync with each other, and other times they're not. And so you have low days and high days. And with the electromagnetic fields from the sun, you're going to have a lot of changing days that are confusing because the sun is changing. It's serious.
Rick, I've been traveling, you know, when I went out to Indianapolis, I saw people behind the wheel doing things that I absolutely would never do.
Yeah.
Cut us off.
Really?
I mean, really dangerous maneuvers with their vehicles.
Because they're in a hurry, they're short-tempered, or they're just from L.A. Who knows?
Well, you saw it, too. You saw people do some things.
Oh, yeah.
Cut us off.
It's happening here, everywhere. The road rage is increasing, not so much because of our, irritation coefficient, where you got so many inches between the next person and a crowd. That's how they do crowd control. But traffic is like that. There's something going on that is changing everybody. I've noticed everybody's got an attitude now. I've had people yell at me when I'm just driving. I didn't even do anything. And they're swearing at me like I'm, you know, and I don't get it. I try not to take it personal. I just figure, you know, the guy's going to looking to have a wreck and, he, you know, I didn't give him one. He'll have to find someone else to do it with. I don't know. it's creepy what's happening. And everybody's uptight. Everybody.
I am seeing people uptight more than I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
I've seen people who...
I mean, banks are failing. My bank, I've been with them almost 30-some years. I've never had a problem with my bank. And now they're doing sticky shit. And when I say that, I mean, like, I'm Oak Publishing. So someone sent me a check. Oak Publishing. Are you registered with the state of Oregon? No, I'm 71 years old. Working is a personal thing. And, well, you got to register with the state of Oregon before we can even deposit the check. And it's just nuts. And I had two other bank managers that wouldn't even do that. It's because money is tight enough, and there's enough fraud out there that now there's no margin for latitude where they waive a service charge or they try to make it easy for you. You go ahead and register next week sometime.
Register for
that if the banks are going tight, they're things going on. I just mentioned to one of the tellers, I said, how do you like your job now? She don't like it and you ain't got it.
Well, I went into the bank, and I rarely go to the bank. If I get there once a month, that's too much for me. And there's this, there's this little bank.
My bank, what I do is each year, over the years, not this year, because everybody's new, but I get a ticket to the concert of Kiss, to the Rip. Spent about $400 on all the girls instead of taking them to dinner or lunch, which is a nice gesture. What I do is, what concert do you want to see?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to even do that because they're more personal. That's one of the reasons I chose my bank. It's a local farm home. They do farm homes. They're not like a big corporate America. They're like the local. And it's all same thing.
Well, I stopped at the bank. Hadn't been there in a long time. And, I reintroduced myself. I'm exaggerating. But I said to after. Well, Rick, you've been here. We're in the middle of nowhere, so everybody knows everybody, right? So all the people at the bank know who I am. They recognize my voice. They certainly recognize me, visually. Well, I said to after our transaction at the bank, Mrs. Finelli and I were there, I said, so who killed Hartville? Hartville is the town that the bank is in. And the teller was kind of surprised that I said that. And as I explained to her, hey, look around. All these businesses are closed. Half the buildings are empty. And the only ones that are still standing are the ones who are doing business with the county seat, the government of the county. Other than that, no other business is standing. Literally. Literally. And she realized it, and Hartville's going down. Hartville is going to fail. Just like a lot of others.
You know
towns.
That USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
Improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What are
today's
God, you're
take my when you go to DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. So, Rick, there's this mother of a Baltimore rioter, and she told her son to turn himself in for smashing, some cars and with a police cone. So this 18-year-old guy, his name is Alan Bullock, and there's a picture allegedly of him with a police cone, one of those orange cones, smashing through the window of a police car, okay, Baltimore police car. So here's what happened. So this guy is now charged with 8 misdemeanors, and his bail is set. His bail is set at $500,000. $500,000. Okay, now, so here's my point. I think that we have an absolute positive right guaranteed to us to protest. Now, I look at some of these people who are protesting, and here's a comment I'd like to make. Unless you have been abused by the government, your comments really don't hold any weight with me. So unless a person has been abused by the government, you know, they say, okay, let's, you know, all these blacks who are doing all this, let's, you know, they need to be vaporized. No, I disagree with that. I disagree with that. The people who are protesting are lashing out because their education has been stolen from them. The government education system is a national disgrace. It's an intergalactic disgrace. We have failed to teach young people skills. Our government has sold out our jobs to China, Mexico, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, and all over the world except here. Okay? We've destroyed our own economy. These greedy politicians have damaged the United States of America beyond repair. So now we have people in the cities who have no hope, no chance of a job, no chance of employment, and what are they going to do? They don't know how to do the things that they should know how to do because we haven't allowed them to be taught, because we have failed them in the public schools. Now, so they're lashing out. They've been arrested. They've been beaten by the police. They've been tased. They've been harassed. And there's no future for them. So they're lashing out at what? Whatever's there. And what are they lashing out with? Whatever's there. So if there's a brick, they're lashing out with that. And what are they doing with that brick? They're throwing it where? Wherever they can. So what I'm saying is, if you look at what happened to USAPrepares.com, the Get Prepared Expo, the city of Lebanon attacking us, bringing the police, and damaging our expo, am I furious? Absolutely. Of course I'm furious. And am I going to just sit back?
I can add to this whole thing.
Hang on a second. So am I going to lash out? Am I going to burn down Lebanon? No. Am I going to throw bricks? No. But I'm going to do what I can to let people know that the city of Lebanon and the mayor and Chris Hurd, the city manager, do not support, endorse, nor defend the Constitution of the state of Missouri. So why would I spend my money there? And why would I encourage anyone else to go to Lebanon, Missouri? Okay, so that's my response. Now, these people who are angry, who are protesting, what are they going to do? They're lashing out at whatever they can find, including police cars, who are the vehicles that are transporting these guys who are killing them. I understand what they're doing. I really do. I really understand it. And anyone who says that, you know, they should be beaten and arrested and vaporized, I'm not going to pay any attention to that. Because they have a right to protest.
To this whole thing. It made national news because of our texting and networking. Some grandmother, Fort Benoit grade school, had this kid put in a lunchroom with a cardboard shield so he could not be with the rest of the children as a symbol because he had broken the rules 3 times in a row. And this grandmother went whiny all over the Facebook and had people from all over the country criticizing Fort Benoit School, and they didn't know goat turds from pork and beans. And really what happened was, and it gets worse, this whole national news, I don't know if you saw this, the kid had come to school late 4 times, and the 4th time he was punished. The 3rd time, he was reported he had to come in with his parents, and they didn't show up. And so what happened is the grandmother took it to the media in protest and garnered a whole bunch of criticism on Fort Benoit School. But in fact,
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a 3rd bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.